要庆祝那一个耶稣。谢谢慧敏姐妹为我们翻译。首先兄弟趁这个机会先祝所有的弟兄姐妹圣诞快乐。
Take this opportunity to wish you all a very merry happy Christmas.
I'm supposed to speak in English, right?
Exactly.
Okay, brothers and sisters, we know that this is a busy time to celebrate Christmas, and we all have a wonderful time.
我们知道这是一年中是最繁忙的时候，也是我们最欢欣的时候。
Also, it would be a good time for us, brothers and sisters, to teach our children the importance of Christmas.
也是我们一个很好的机会，告诉我们小朋友们，圣诞节为什么是如此的重要。
And certainly, we want to remind them, we are celebrating not the Santa Claus in this time.
当然我们要告诉他们说，哎，圣诞节不是有关于圣诞老公公哦。
It is more important to celebrate Jesus who came to, in this time.
而是主耶稣在这个时候降世。
It would be good for us to celebrate Jesus who was and who is true God and true man.
更重要是我们要庆祝耶稣他是一个全神也是全人。
Some of the teaching today in this world think that Jesus did not really die on the cross.
我们现今还有一些教义告诉我们说耶稣基督并没有真的是死在十字架上。
Or Jesus was really not a man.Who died on the cross?
或者说，这个死在十字架上的那个耶稣基督，并不是有人性。
Some people think that Jesus was a little lower than God.
有人认为说耶稣是次等的一个次等的神。
For example, the big cult called Jehovah's Witnesses, they do not believe that Jesus.Was the Almighty God?
So we know Jehovah's Witnesses. They do not believe that Jesus is a all-powerful God.
They believe that Jesus was sort of like a spirit, like an angel.
So they believe Jesus is like a spirit, like an angel. So they believe Jesus is like a spirit, like an angel.
Of course, they told you that they believe Jesus died for our sins.
So they also tell you that they believe Jesus died for our sins.
But then.Their Jesus is different from what the Bible teaches.
但是他们的耶稣是与圣经所讲的那位耶稣是不同的。
Also, you will see some of those people who are Mormon, especially those young people, come to your house and knock at your door on Saturday.
或者是那些摩门教的一些青年们，他们来敲你的门。
They also said that.Oh, we're just Christianity. We're just like you.
他们告诉我，哎，我们也是基督徒啊，我们都是跟你一样啊。
They believe that Jesus was Messiah, and Jesus was born of a virgin.
他们也说耶稣是不错，是弥赛亚，是童贞女生的。
But yet, their idea is totally different from what the Bible teaches.
但是他们的教义跟圣经的教训是完全是背道而驰的。
Their Jesus is different from what the Bible teaches.
他们的耶稣跟圣经里耶稣是完全不同的。
And they believe actually that all of us can become gods one day in the future.
他们认为在未来的将来，每一个人都有可能成为神哦。
They believe that God used to be just like us men.
他说神曾经有一度是跟我们人一样的。
So therefore then, their Jesus is different from what we believe.
所以他们的耶稣就跟我们所信的耶稣是完全不一样的。
Therefore, this morning I want to remind all of us that we need to know which Jesus that we are celebrating.
所以今天很重要，我再一次跟大家分享就是说你信的到底是哪一个耶稣？
If you do not understand the identity of Jesus, then you would be tricked or you will be celebrating the wrong Jesus.
所以如果你不对这个真正的耶稣有所认知的话，你就等于是被人家骗了，被人家去骗了，去庆祝一个完全一个不一样的耶稣。
So let's look at what the Bible says.
看一下圣经怎么说的。
In 1 John chapter 4, verse 1 to 3, for example.
约翰一书四章一到三节。
It's kind of small, right? Can you read the word? You can? 后面的可以看见吗？Okay, okay, let us read in Chinese, okay?
Okay, all together in Chinese, please.
亲爱的弟兄们，一切的灵，你们不可都信，总要试验那些灵是出于神的，不是。因为世上有许多假先知已经出来了。凡灵认耶稣基督是成了肉身来，就是出于神的。从此你们可以认出神的灵来。凡灵不认耶稣，就是不是出于神。这是那敌基督者的灵，你们从前听见他要来，现
在已
经
在世上
了。Now those in English, would you please join me in English, reading
now English, please.
Dear friends,
do not believe every spirit.But test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out onto the world. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist.Which you have heard is coming, and even now is already in the world.
Notice the Apostle John, by the inspiration of God, tells us that there is already Antichrist in the world.
So we 注意到这个使徒约翰，他因为受了神的灵的感动，告诉我们说，这所谓的敌基督是已经在世上了。
And this Antichrist, how do we recognize them?
所以你怎么能够认识这个是敌基督呢？
Well, because they do not acknowledge Jesus is from God.
就是从他们不承认耶稣是由神而来这一点。
And that they...are the one that don't believe that Jesus became man, become flesh.
还有他们不相信耶稣基督是真正是道成肉身的，那也是敌基督。
So we need to acknowledge that Jesus we believe is God became man.
所以我们得信的耶稣是他是神，他是神，但是他又是道成肉身，变成人。
By the Bible teaches that Jesus is the Word.
所以圣经告诉我们，神就是那个耶稣，就是那个道。
He is the Word that became flesh.
他就是那个道成了肉身。
Notice what the Bible says.
圣经怎么说的呢？
In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
太初有道，这道与神同在。
He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made.
这道太初与神同在，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
Jesus was called the Word because he came to communicate God to us.
耶稣被称为这个道，就是因为他降世为人，就是为了要以神的身份与我们能够沟通。
When we share the gospel with Chinese people, we want to tell them that Jesus is the Word.
所以，当我们与中国人这个分享福音的时候，我们要跟他们讲说，耶稣基督就是这个道。
Why?
为什么？
Because in our tradition.Thousands of years ago, there was a famous scholar. His name was Lao Tzu.
因为在我们几千年前，我们都知道中国历史中有一位 人物叫做老子李耳。
老子 he also believes in the world.
我们老子，我们知道老子他也是相信天地之间是有这个道。
Except he didn't understand who he was, what
the
word is.
只是他不太明了这个道到底是谁。
He wrote his Tao De Jing, his word, he said, oh, Tao, I don't understand it.
他知道天地之间有一个灵，有一个东西，但是无以明知。他就说，我就把这个东西，这个叫做道。
But he realized that Tao was the creator.
但他知道这个道就是天地万物的创造者。
Because he said the word give birth to one.And give birth, the word give birth to two, and then the word give birth to three. In other words, through the word, everything was born.
Oh, 他就说道生一，然后一生二，二生三，就是所有的万物万源就是从这个道能够产生出来的。
Too bad he didn't know what the word was.
唯一可惜就是我们老子，我们这李先生，他不知道这个道到底是什么。
Praise God, we know.Who the word was.
但是我们现在我们知道到这个道是谁。
Because the Bible said the word became flesh and made his dwelling among us.
因为圣经告诉我们这个道成了肉身住在我们中间充充满满的有恩典有真理。
That's why we celebrate Christmas.
这也是我们为什么要庆祝圣诞节。
Because God has became man, became flesh.
因为神他道成了肉身来到我们中间。
Now you remember that this word is same as God. The Bible teaches us.
所以我们知道这个道就是与这个神是同等的。
He was with God.
因为他是与神同在。
So the Bible clearly tells us that Jesus was from the eternity past, same as God Himself.
就是说耶稣基督是自在就是永在的从中开始就是与神同在的
And he was God
他就是神
And he created everything
他是这个创造宇宙万物的神
And now he lived among us when he was born
所以他道成肉身就充充满满与我们住在一起
And the Bible teaches us that through him we have grace we have truth
We also tell us that from his身上我们有恩典有真理
In other words, the word came to show us God loves us, God cares for us.
也就是说这个道成了肉身来告诉我们说神爱我们
And God will freely give us all things because this word died for us.
神他是要愿意甘心情愿将万物赐给我们因为他为我们在实际上舍命死的。
So through Jesus, we will have all things.
所以由耶稣基督，我们可以得到万物。
Not only eternal life,
不但是永生
but all that included in God's inheritance, you will receive.
所以神一切所能继承的，我们也同样有继承。
And the Word, God's Son, Jesus, is the only way to come to God.
所以人子耶稣是唯一能够通到神的道路。
He was the absolute truth.
他是一个完完全全的真理。
And he was the only way.
他是唯一的道路。
And he has the eternal life.
唯有他是有永生。
And through Jesus only that you can come to God have life.
唯一通过耶稣你才能够有永生能够与神同在。
Because he is fully God.
因为他是一个完全的神。
Now, the Bible teaches us how God was in Jesus.
所以圣经也告诉我是这个神是如何的充满在耶稣里面呢
Now, this is very important because the Bible in Colossians clearly teaches this concept to us.
这是非常重要的一个概念，我们必须因为哥罗西书说的非常的清楚，非常明白。
Because it says that.God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in Jesus.
因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面，就是耶稣基督里面居住。
And then also it says, for in Christ Jesus, all the fullness of the deity live in bodily form.
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
In other words, through this human Jesus, all God's fullness, everything that God represents is in him.
也就是借由这个人子耶稣的身上，这个父神身上所有一切的丰盛，我们都可以从那里面看到。
That means all God's attribute, his character was in Jesus.
所以神的一切的特性，他的 个性等等的神性等等都可以看得到。
His glory and almighty power is in Jesus.
他所有一切荣耀都是在耶稣基督的身上彰显出来。
His majesty and honor is in Jesus.
他的尊荣也都是在耶稣身上显现。
So therefore, Jesus is all-knowing. He knows everything.
所以耶稣基督是全知的。
He is almighty. He can do anything.
他也是全能的，他可以做任何的事情。
And also, Jesus is everywhere.
而且他也是无所不在的。
Now, this scares me.
这个对我来说，我觉得非常震惊的一件事。
Because Jesus is right here.
因为耶稣就在这里。
I don't see him, you said.
看不到。
But he is in spirit, his Holy Spirit, and he himself observing us. And through Holy Spirit, he knows every one of us is right here in this church.
So, 透过这个他的灵，所以他能够知道我们这边每一个人，教会中的每一个人。
Because he's God.
因为他是神。
Now.Continue, look at John 10:30.
我们看一下约翰第十章三十。
Jesus said, I and the Father are one.
所以耶稣说，我与父原为一。
So clear enough, Jesus and God, same, one.
所以非常清楚的告诉我们说，父与子耶稣是一个一体的，原为一。
AndAfter Jesus has returned to heaven, he sent his Holy Spirit to come.
当耶稣升天了以后，他派了圣灵来。
And the Holy Spirit also representing God the Father and the Lord Jesus.
那圣灵也同样的代表圣父以及圣子耶稣。
So we know that God is three in one.
所以我们知道。神耶稣神是三一的神。
That is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
也就是圣父、圣子、圣灵。
All one God.
是合为一的，是同样一个神。
Manifests himself in three kinds of personality.
但是是以三种不同的位格来出现的。
And that is the Jesus, the God, the Holy Spirit that we believe.
这就是我们所相信的圣父、圣子以及圣灵。
So Jesus is not only God, but he also is fully man.
耶稣基督不但是全神，他也是全人。
This is something that the Apostle John specially emphasized.
这也是使徒约翰他特别要强调的。
If we do not understand that Jesus was fully man, then our belief has trouble.
如果我们不相信耶稣他来道成肉身是全人的话，我们的信仰是有问题的。
Because we would be deceived by the devil, by Satan, or the so-called cleverness in the world.
所以我们就如果不清楚这点的话，就是被撒旦所欺骗，或者一些世上的一些所谓的聪明人所欺骗。
That's why today there are so many different cults.Different heresy in the world because they don't believe Jesus was fully man.
也是我们为什么世间充满了这么多的异端跟邪说，就是因为他不相信耶稣是可能是全人跟全神。
Look at what Isaiah said.
我们看一下以赛亚是怎么说的。
Let us all read together.
我们一起念好吗？
因有
一
婴
孩
为
我们而
生，
有一子赐给我们。政权必担在他的肩头上，他的名称为奇妙测试，全能的神，永在的父和和平的君。
In English,
for to us a child is born, To us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
So Jesus was born like a child. So the baby in the manger was a fully a true baby, a human baby.
And
then we continue to read in Luke 1:26-37. Now, maybe you can just read it in your mind. We don't need to read it now out loud, but it clearly tells us angels came first to see a virgin named Mary.
So, here you can see the angels came to see a virgin named Mary.
That means that this woman, Mary, was never married before, did not have a husband before.
So, we know Mary, she was still a virgin.
Yet he was engaged to Joseph. And the angel told Mary, oh, you are blessed. You are favored by God.
那这个天使就说你是一个蒙大恩的女子,
not only favored, but highly favored.
而且是蒙大恩, 不只是大,
and
有恩,
God is with you.
神与你同在,
and Mary was very scared.
那玛利亚就很紧张了,
he said, what does this mean for a long time?
哦, 这是怎么一回事, 这什么意思呢?
And after she became really calm down without fear, then Mary told the angel told her, Mary, don't be afraid because God was with you.
So 等她稍微冷静下来以后, 天使就对她说, 玛利亚, 不要害怕,
you will have a baby.
你会怀孕生子,
his name is Jesus.
你要给他起名叫做耶稣,
and he will be the Son of Most High.
他要伟大,
and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David.
主神要把他主大卫的位给他,
that means he will be the King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
也就是作为, 王, 王之王,
and his kingdom will never end.
而且他的国度是永远没有穷尽的。
And then continue, you see what Mary's reaction was.
然后接着看玛利亚的反应呢?
He says, I'm not even married. I'm still a virgin. How could this happen?
他说我还没有出嫁，怎么会有这样的事呢?
Mary herself did not believe it at first.
她开始是也是稍微就怀疑的。
But angels explained to him, the Holy Spirit will come on you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you.
天使告诉他说, 圣灵要临到你身上, 至高子的能力要荫蔽你。
So the one that you were born is holy, is called the Son of God.
因此所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。
God's word will never fail.
神的话是永远不会失败的。
I told some of you that I was in a dinner with a priest from the Episcopal Church.
我曾经提过，我有一次是跟这个圣公会的一个牧师在一起吃饭。
Episcopal Church is a big church in America,
in
the world.
圣公会在美国或者在全世界都是蛮大的一个教派。
And they have very reverent worship. It's not like Baptist, really formal, you know, a lot of traditions.
他们是非常传统的，是很多的一些仪式的，不像我们这个浸信会好像比较随和，比较平，不是那么繁文缛节的。
And today many educated, famous people want to go to Episcopal Church because of their solemn ceremony, beautiful music.
所以今天很多人就是很有一些高知识的或者学问的人很喜欢去参加圣公会，因为他们的敬拜的仪式是非常严谨肃的，而且这些让你觉得好像很怎么样，很
庄严，
庄严。
And he, and this Episcopal pastor, priest, was right next to me, so I, you know, asked him a question, pretty honest. I said, do you believe that the virgin birth, that Jesus was born through the Virgin Mary?
Yeah, 因为我们就在一起吃饭，所以我就也就不客气的就问他了，说，你相不相信耶稣基督是童女而生出来的呢？童女生子这件事呢？
His reply shocked me.
他的回答让我非常的震惊。
He says, "Well, I believe that Jesus resurrected from the dead. I believe in the resurrection."
他说我相信耶稣是死里复活，我是非常相信的。
But maybe he was not born for a virgin. I'm not so sure.
但是对于耶稣是所谓的童女生子这件事，我大概不是那么的确定。
Because it's not scientific.
因为这好像不太合乎科学的。
How can that be? Not reasonable.
怎么可能呢？不合逻辑啊。
So he says, in outwardly, we tell people, oh, we recite, he was born as a virgin, but we have other explanation, he said.
他说表面上我们还说也说啊，耶稣是什么童女生子，但是我们有另外一套的说法。
Now that caused me to think, some Christians today probably is the same.
这让我去想，也许今天有些基督徒也许有这样同样的想法哦。
How can Jesus be born through a virgin?
那怎么可能耶稣怎么可能是童女，怎么可能生子呢？
But you forget something.
但是您也许忘了一件事。
If you believe that Jesus can be resurrected,
如果你相信耶稣他可以死里复活。
If you believe God's power is great enough to resurrect a dead body,
如果你相信神的大能可以叫一个死人复活。
Why can't you believe that God has the power to help a virgin to have a child?
那为什么神就不可能有这个大能让一个童女能够生子呢？
You remember how Jesus created Adam.
你知道耶稣他是如何创造人的，人的始祖亚当的吗？
And after he created him still dead, and he blew an air into his nostril, and Adam became alive.
所以当亚当被创造了以后，耶稣神就是吸口吹口气，在他的鼻孔里，他才变成一个有灵的活人。
So why can't the Holy Spirit blow into Virgin Mary and he will have a child?
所以有什么不可能的，让圣灵也同样能够吹气在玛利亚的身上，让她能够童女生子的呢？
So some people's mind is kind of funny.
所以有时候我们的人的心理心态是有点奇怪的。
Believe in something in the Bible and don't believe in other things in the Bible.
Yeah, 有部分的圣经你觉得哦可以相信，但是另一部的圣经你又觉得不能够相信。
But we should believe everything what the Bible teaches.
但是我们应该相信圣经里所有的教训。
Jesus was born through a virgin.
耶稣是借由童女生下来的。
And he was truly a human being.
他是一个全人。
Look at what the Bible says.
我们再看耶稣怎么说，圣经是怎么说的。
Regarding his son, who as his earthly life was a descendant of David, that means humanly speaking, and who through the spirit of holiness was appointed the son of God in power by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord.
罗马书告诉我们说，论到他儿子我主耶稣基督，按肉体说他是从大卫后裔生的，按圣善的灵说因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
So Jesus was truly a human being and at the same time fully God himself.
所以耶稣基督他是一个全人，同时他也是一个全神。
Why does he have to be fully man? you say.
那你们要问说，为什么他要变成一个全人，跟我们人全部一样呢？
Because it's only as a human being he can identify with us fully.
因为只有他变成一个全人以后，才能够跟我们完完全全的跟我们人类能够有所沟通。
He understands our weaknesses.
他能够了解我们的软弱。
He had to be raised up by his mother Mary.
他也必须要他的母亲玛利亚把他养大的。
He had to be taught by his adopted father Joseph.
同时，他也要受他的这个养父约瑟的教养。
He had to learn how to be a carpenter.
而且，他要学着怎么样去做一个木匠。
He would be tired.
他也会累啊。
He needs food to eat.
他也会饿，需要食物。
Oh, he would sweat.
他也流汗。
He would cry.
他会流泪。
He would get sick too.
他也会生病。
But of course, God protect you. You never had to going into a serious sickness.
当然，他是神的保护，他不会有一些
很严重的。So he experienced all that human being has experienced.
所以他也经过了我们人类所有的一切的经验。
Then the Bible said, then he understand you.He will help you. He sympathizes and empathizes with you.
所以圣经说，也因为因此说，他能够怜悯我们，能够怜恤我们。
So that's why he is a truly human.
所以为什么他是必须是一个全人
？And truly God.
是全神。
So today you and I need to understand the Jesus who are celebrating is truly God and truly man.
所以我们今天在庆祝这个圣诞节的时候，必须要我们庆祝的是一个耶稣基督是一个全人也是全神。
And if anybody knock at your door and come to tell you that I want to have Bible study with you,
如果有人敲你的门，跟你说我们可以一起读经查经吗
？And you say, "Wow, great! Bible study is good. I don't know Bible too much."
啊，你说很好啊，我对圣经不太了解，更好有人来一对一的来教。
But you have to ask them very important question.
但是你要问一个非常重要的问题。
Do you believe that Jesus was truly God, fully God?
你相信耶稣是全神吗
？Do you believe that Jesus was truly a human form?
他也是全人吗
？If they are Jehovah's Witnesses,
如果他们是耶和华的见证人
，or if they are Mormon,
或是摩门教的
，May I?Exhort you not to bring them into your home.
我这里愿意劝勉各位，不要让他们进入你的家门。
You say, "Wow, Chinese is nice and kind. Why do you do that?"
我们说，我们中国人不是很好客吗？为什么要让我们像拒人于千里之外呢
？Because if you read John's letter in 2nd and 3rd John, he'll tell you.If people who doesn't believe that Jesus is truly God and man, they preach a different heresy, you should not entertain them at all.
那我们记得在约翰二书跟三书告诉我们说，如果这个人，讲的是一个所谓的假教师，讲的是异端邪说的时候，你们跟他们不要有任何的接触，否则你就跟他们同样的有罪。
When you entertain them,
当你接待他们的时候。
You are entertaining the Antichrist spirit.
你就好像接待一个敌基督的灵一样。
You are joining with the deception of Satan.
你就与这个专门能够骗人的这个撒旦是同一个阵营。
You say, "Wow, Pastor, that's too strong a language."
那你说牧师，你讲的是不是言过其实啊？有这么严重吗
？Aren't they nice people?
我们要好一点吗？友善一点吗
？The nicest people in the world.
哦呀，这些耶和华见证人是非常好的。
They don't even drink coffee.
他们连咖啡都不喝的。
Good people.
他们是好人。
In the Bible, stand no.
但是圣经告诉我说。
Because they believe in Antichrist spirit, they believe the Jesus that is not truly man.
因为他们相信耶稣不可能是全人跟全神，所以他们那个是从敌基督来的灵。
That's why the Bible
那个灵是从敌基督来的。
teaches us that whoever do not acknowledge Jesus come in the flesh, it is Antichrist.
任何人不相信耶稣，他是真的是道神道成肉身的话，那个就是敌基督。
Finally, who are we celebrating?
最后，我们想讲一下，我们到底是庆祝的这个是谁
？He is Emmanuel.
我们庆祝的这位神，他是以马内利。
Shall we all read together?
我们一起念好不好？
Okay.
好。
必
有童
女
怀孕
生
子。人要称他的名为以马内利，
以马内
利
翻
出
来
就
是
神
与
我们
同
在。The
virgin
will conceive
and
give birth
to
a son, and they will call him
Emmanuel,
which means God with us.
Praise the Lord, He is with us today.
感谢神，他今天就与我们同在。
Do you want to accept Him?
你要接受他吗？
If you don't accept Him,
如果不接受他，
then you wouldn't have eternal, you don't have eternal life.
你不会有永生。
You say, I already accept Jesus.
你说我已经接受主了。
Great.
太好了。
You need to be baptized.
你必须要受浸。
Because Jesus commanded us to be baptized.
因为耶稣要我们受浸。
As long as you don't want to be baptized, may I say I'm sorry, you're not fully a Christian yet.
如果你不愿意受洗的话，我很抱歉的要说，你并不是一个完全基督徒。
I know a lot of people say, Pastor, you don't understand. The Bible said a thief on the cross never got baptized, and Jesus said, "Today you'll be with me in paradise."
有人就说，跟耶稣同钉十字架那个盗贼，他不是没有受浸吗？耶稣也说，你今天与我同在乐园吗
？May I say to you, you're not a thief. May I say to you, you are not on the cross.
你也不是在十字架上面。
So don't follow the thief's example, please.
所以不要随着一个例子这个榜样。
Today you have a chance to be baptized, follow the Lord.
你如果有机会受浸。
We'll have a baptism the first week in January.
一月的第一个礼拜，我们会有一个敬礼。
You want to be baptized? You better tell me today because you have to go through a class. 如果你要受浸，你要参加一个受浸班的啊，也需要受训练。所以你今天就有告诉我啊，
早点跟牧师说。
But also, we like to invite you to join our church too.
也希望你能够加入我们的教会
，so we can serve our Jesus together.
我们可以一起来侍奉神。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we commit this message into your hand.
主啊，我们把这个信息。